This afternoon we went to one of the big tourist attractions in the nation's capital to see if people know their color-coded threat system. If the people we asked at the Washington Monument are any guide, the color code has not won a place in American consciousness. We spoke first with three Marylanders, Terry Copay, Irena Sears, and Annie Busey, and none of them was aware of what the color code of the day was.
No.
No, I'm not. I mean, I barely get the pollution and heat colors. Last week, the kids were talking about purple. It's like, I'd never heard of purple.
The federal government has a color-coded system of telling you what the threat is.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with what color we're at?
No, red, orange. It's a great day, I think, to sightsee because it's not as crowded today. But what is the color?
I'm not familiar with the colors per se, but I believe we're at high alert.
Colors really don't mean that much to you.
I'd rather see it high, low, medium, you know. Be easier to understand.
Can you tell me your name?
Bob Pope.
And where are you from?
Barrie, Vermont.
My name is Linda Locke from the state of Washington. I know they raised it, and I don't know if it's yellow or red.
You're in from Washington State to Washington,
yes.
D.C.
Yes.
Well, now it's nationwide. It's orange.
Well, I was in between. Put two together, and I've got it.
Name's Bob Searcy. I'm from Nashville.
Are you aware of what the level of terrorist threat is officially today?
No idea, other than we all have to be pretty careful.
There's a color-coded system.
Yes.
From the government.
And I don't know what they are, but yes.
Well, it went from yellow to orange today.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you find when the government announces that the threat is worse today, it's a darker color than it was yesterday, that you can do something with that information?
Well, you know, personally, I'm pretty excited to be headed back to Nashville tonight as opposed to be going back tomorrow. You know, I'm just counting on the powers to be to use really good judgment. And it's kind of like being in a car accident. You know, you can wear your safety belt, but, you know, you can't do everything.
Tourists at the Washington Monument on a day when the threat of terrorist attack was raised officially from yellow to orange.